Okay, everybody. So today's daf is daf tezvav. We're holding six lines from the top of the Amud. We're going to talk about Vayter in Yonim of the Ma'aseh Merkava, about the Arbor Shenichnasu LePardes.
So you're already assuming that we're all like that. We have those 5 minutes.
Right, exactly. 100%. It's a Gemara. Now we're going to say first a story about Ben Zoyma. Remember, Ben Zoyma was one of the four that went into the Pardes. And unfortunately, Gemara told us that Ben Zoyma never came on a bissel tzedrait. Gemara says that Heitzitz v'nivga. And then we had two stories, two shaylos that they asked Ben Zoyma. And now we continue on. Taner Rabbanan, Zokt Gemara. Now we're not going to speak so much about the Ma'aseh Merkava, but more about Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's Taner Rabbanan Ma'aseh Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is the famous Rabbi Yeshua that we have in many Mishnayos. Shoya Oimed al Gav Ma'aseh Baharabais. Daf Tezvav Omed Aleph, 5-6 lines from the top of the Omed. Shoya Oimed al Gav Ma'aseh Baharabais, who is sitting there Baharabais. Pro'ohu ben Zoyma v'loi Omen Milfonet. Rabbi Yeshua was older than Ben Zoyma. After all, Ben Zoyma was Ben Zoyma. And therefore, he was passing by, and he didn't go and stand to go and greet Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and say good morning, Hashem Aleichem. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya realized that Ben Zoyma is not doing this Chas Shalom for bad reason, but rather that he was totally immersed in his thoughts. As Omalois, he said to Ben Zoyma, "May Ayin Uli Ayin Ben Zoyma. Ben Ayin, Vigaiste, where are you coming from? Where are you going to?" Says Rashi, "Because I see Libcha Torud. I see that you are consumed by some sort of intellectual immersion in some sort of subject. What are you busy with?" As Amaloi, Ben Zoyma told him, "Tzoyfa yisi ben mayim wal yoinim l'mayim atachtoinim." I was trying to see the difference, the spread between the mayim wal yoinim and mayim atachtoinim, because when it comes to the second day of the sheshes mebreishes, the pasuk says, "Yihira kia b'soich amoyim v'mavdul bin mayim l'moyim." So therefore there was Havdalah. So he wanted to see how much space is there between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim. And says Ben Zoyma, I discovered the whole difference between the upper and the lower is in Gantzin Dryad's voice. Shinem says in the Pasuk, V'ruach HaLekim Merachefes Al Pnei Amoyim. So now Ben Zoyma adds, Ki yoinish merachefes al b'neha, just like when you have a dove that is hovering over its children in the nest, vein negas, and doesn't even come close because it has three etzbois on top. So it doesn't mamish sit on the children, sit on the nest, but it's three etzbois high. The same thing is, the mayim al yoinim is three etzbois higher than the mayim tachtoinim. It's omel and Rabbi Yeshua. This is all Sisrei Torah. That's why the Gemara said you don't teach it to Persian person.
I'm not the Roy.
You are Roy, but I'm not Roy to learn it. So therefore, Amen Bishul the Talmidim. Adayin Ben Zoyma Machutz. Says Bishul to the Talmidim, Ben Zoyma is still outside, meaning he hasn't entered yet into the palace, so to speak, to delve into the Sisrei Torah to understand them properly. Well, why? How do you know? Because he says, when do you find this pasuk in the Torah, in the first day of the Sheshes Mebreishes, on day one, B'yom HaRishon? Havdalah, the pasuk that we were quoting before, so, how can you talk about the difference and the separation between the upper Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Achtoinim, and bring a raya from day number one? Day number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't even create yet the Rekiyam at the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Atachtoinim. It was still everything B'Irvuvya. So therefore, the raya from day number one is a Shvacha raya. Eva Kama said, what is taka the difference between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Atachtoinim? Om Rebacha Bar Yagiv Kabaloi Nima. The whole difference is like that of a thread. The breadth of a thread is achmamish agunish, so it's much, much less than the three etzbois that we talked about before. And now the Gemara is going to give another three shiurim, and each one is progressively a little bit smaller than the one before. Yes.
So this Amar Rav Acham Bar Yaakov, the Mali Nima, is talking before there was the
on day number two, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtoinim, what's the spread between one and the other? Mali Nima. And Rabban Amri ki gudu de gamla, as much as the space that you have between planks on a bridge. Nowadays, of course, it's all cemented. But in the good old days, when they made bridges, they had 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 planks, one after the other. And of course, they were squeezed together as much as possible. But nevertheless, epis ashtikl space
there
was.
They didn't have, like in a house, a maziva. They didn't have such.
No maziva. It was just plain planks. Marzutim yisem rav asi yomer ketrei glimi deprisi adodi. It's like having two shirts which are spread one on top of the other. So they are not, of course, one on top of the other, but nevertheless, it's in the chaltzu of shtickle space in between the two. And that's the space between the Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtoyim. The Amri lo odesei ketrei kasi deschifi adori, which is noch even less than that. You're putting one cup on top of the other. As you know, you can really squeeze one on top of the other. But nevertheless, there is still a little space. So each one of them keeps on getting smaller and smaller from that of the breadth of a thread to that of the space between the different planks, to the space between one shirt on top of the other, and one cuss on top of the other. Anyway, with this we've concluded Ben Zoyma, and now we go on to Acher. Acher, as you remember, was Elisha ben Abuya, who was a very, very great person. As we'll see in the Gemara, he was the Rebbe of Reb Meir, among others. And, unfortunately, when he went into the Pardes, unfortunately, Nebuch Kitzetz min Atiyos, and ultimately his name was, he was renamed Acher because of a Masa Shehoya, which the Gemara is going to bring shortly.
The Gemara tells Mishnah is there, Lezaz Mishnah Mekoyma. His name is there.
It was very
Nikva, his name, a few places.
Fine. So, Acher Kitzim Ben Atiyos, as we said already yesterday, is a metaphor, since we talk about going into the paradise, and Nebuchadnezzar went off the derech, so it's as if he cut down some of the trees in the paradise. So what does it say? All over Kosovo Ayman. Be careful about what you say, because if you say something improper, chas v'sholem, this could be a chet on your boser forever. And he more explains mahi. What do you mean? Choza, there, when he was going in the paradise together with the other three, he saw mitatroin, tisihava le reshusa, le mesev, le mechtav, tzachvosa di Yisrael. He saw mitatroin. Mitatroin is one of the famous malachim up in Shemayim, who is a principal shliach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In fact, Rashi in Chumash brings that mitatroin, if you figure out the match of the word mitatroin, mem is 40, yud is 10, is 50, two nines is 18, is 68, resh is 268, add a vav is 274, it's 264, I went too many, then nun add another 50, it comes out to 314. 314 is the same gematria as shakai shin Kif Yichin. Dalajit is old to 314. Rashi brings in Chumash. It's Nishkach Sidi Shabbat. And that shows you Metatron was one of the principal emissaries, so to speak, up in Shemaim on behalf of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he saw Metatron upstairs in Shemaim, the Sihavali Rishusa, that he was given permission, Lemesev, to sit down, Lemechtav, to inscribe and to write down, it's Achwasid Yisrael. Presumably it was in our days, when we need to have Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and be Koisev, Achoisem, Ksiv Achsim Atoiva. So Metatron was writing down the Schusim Kla Yisrael. Omar, so now when Acher saw this, he said, Gemira, don't we have the Kabbalah that the Lamala up in Shemaim, loy hava, loy yeshiva, loy tachris, loy oidav, loy ipoy. In Shemaim, loy yeshiva, that no malachim who are sitting, loy tachris is no competition, loy oidav, you don't see the back of a person's head. The reason why you don't see the back of the head is because it says by all of the four that were on the Kisei HaKavod, that they were upon him in all directions. They didn't have a back of the head, but there was upon him in every direction. And there is no weariness. In other words, people don't get tired upstairs, and therefore they don't have to have beds, they don't have to go to sleep. So now, the problem is,
the angels, the
we're talking about angels. Well, there are very few people other than angels upstairs there in Shemayim. Anyway, so we're saying that among the angels, lo yeshiva, there's nobody that sits down, but I just saw Metatron sitting down. So now, he said, Shema chas v'sholem, beiz reshuyois hein, chas v'sholem, maybe there are two reshuyois, maybe there are two gods, Rachman al-San, Rabbeinu Shloi al-Mcholila, with Metatron. Although the Gemara says chas v'sholem, says Eitzecho said he himself didn't say chas v'sholem, the Gemara just inserts that because we don't want to say any type of bad term, just like we always use l'shoinis of Sagi Nohar. So therefore, the Gemara says Chas v'Sholem, but he said Shem Beis Rishuyah is saying maybe they're Chas v'Sholem, they're two Rishuyahs up in Shemayim. Anyway, Afkulam Mitatroin Machiu Shitin Putzin Nura. So the Taki gave Mitatroin Petch. They gave him 60. Pulse of the Nura means, in English you have also the word pulse. Nura means of light or of heat. In other words, he gave him 60 as a chapech of the heat, of eish, of fire. I don't know whether he was hurt as a result, but Lamais meant to give him as a chapech, presumably because he violated this, the Malul have yeshiva, and he was sitting.
They usually say pulse of the Nura is a klola.
Okay. Okay, that's a bit on a malach. I didn't
let
you know.
He doesn't say it.
Okay, Amalei. So he said, "My time ki chazisa." So they told now mitatroin, "My time ki chazita." When you saw that Acher was looking at you, they come to the mikameh. You should have gotten up, so that he shouldn't have asked this kasha that lamale havelo yeshiva. Therefore, that was like his shtickle punishment that they gave him the 60 puts in the nur. Anyway. That's the end of what happened to Mitatre. But now the Gemara tells us that because Acher used such an expression, Shema Beis Rishuyos, maybe Chas Hashem, the two Rishuyos up in Shemayim, that was, like the Gemara said before, Al Titan Aspicha Lachtis Pasarecha, be careful about what you say. And the Gemara considers that to be the ultimate in Apikursus, and that he became a Koifer Be'ikr. And they say, Havali Rishus Lamemchik Zechbos the Acher. So as a result, they said now up in Shemayim, particularly to Matatran, who was recording this chusim, they said you can go and be mochek, you can push the delete button of the chusim of Acher, because Chas V'Shalom, he's now gone astray, that they're Beis Rishuyos. Yotze Basko V'Yomra, Shuvu Banim Sheivav M'chutz V'Acher, all wayward sons, all sons that Nebuchadnezzar have gone astray, can all come back, Chutz V'Acher, Acher can't come back. Now the Mefarshim explained that this Gemara is not to be understood literally, that Acher couldn't come back, because we know that tshuva helps for everybody. Even the person does the worst type of aveda, there's always an inyan of tshuva. What the Gemara meant to say is that normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that anybody that was now habolatayer, mesayino, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to help him out, Acher, you're going to have to do it on your own. I'm not going to help you out. Because since Elisha ben Avuya was such a great Tana, such a great person, for him to go and say such words that Beis Rishuyos, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, now you're on your own if you want to do tshuva, I'm not going to help you. But not Chas V'Shalom that Acher didn't have the opportunity. He could have if he wanted to. And as we'll see in the Gemara later, Reb Meir urged him, in fact, to return to the fold, but unfortunately he didn't. Anyway, the Gemara says, Omar, Hoyul v'itrid ha'hu gav mi'ha'ud alma, he, Acher now said about himself, since anyway I have been now basically expelled from this world, I've already been told, Shuv banim shivam lechutz mi'acher, so therefore there's no purpose in my becoming good. I might as well have a good time here in this world, because no purpose in doing mitzvahs, no purpose in doing tshuva, so I might as well have a good time. Unfortunately, he went astray, and in fact, the Gemara tells us in a very grubba fashion, very gross fashion, Novik Ashkach Zoyna, he saw Nebuchadzoyna, Tova, he was Tavea to live with that Zoyna. Omrele, so she said to him, hey, Vlav Elisha ben Abuyat, aren't you Elisha ben Abuyat? You're coming to be Tavea Zoyna, what's going on over here? So now, Okar Pugla Mimesha B'Shabbos, it was Shabbos, he went and pulled out a radish from the radish patch on Shabbos, which of course is Osir Alt Koitzer, V'yovlo, and he handed it to her. Presumably as part of the payment, maybe an advance on the Eslan Zayna. Omras, she said, Acher, oh, I see, this is not Elisha ben Avuya, this is Acher. And the Mefarshim say that presumably all of the Gemaras until now, when we refer to Acher, it really should have said Elisha ben Avuya, but since we already coined his name later, Acher, so they already put Acher in earlier. But until now it was Elisha ben Avuya, now is the first time he got this name, Acher. Shol Acher's Remeir. So now the following story happened after Nebuchadnezzar, he already went astray, so he had to ask the mayor, Omalei, Midas Evushtin Posik, Gam Ze Luma Ze Oso Alekim. What does it say in the Posik that Hashem Baruch Hu made Ze Luma Ze? Means everything Hashem made a parallel. What do we mean? Omalei, Sir Meir told the Komasha, Baruch Hu Bar Kenegdei. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created, he also had a parallel, something which is corresponding to it. For instance, Bara Harim, Bara Gvois. He went and made tall mountains and he made hills. Bara Yam, Bara Naharis. He made these large oceans and he also made smaller rivers. So this is El Umas. Omaloi, so now Acher responds to the mayor, Rabbi Kiva, Rab Chaliyah Makach. That's not what Rabbi Kiva said. Elabor Tzadikim, Bar Rishoyim, Bar Ganeidim, Bar Gehenim, Kolechad, Viechad, Yeshli, Beis Chalakim. Every person is born, when he comes to this world, with two Chalakim. He's born with two tickets. One Echad Beganeim, Viechad Beganeim. Nezocha, if the person Zoich, in other words, he gets lots of merits, and he becomes a Tzadik, then he'll take not only his ticket, but he'll also get the space, he'll have much more room, he won't be crowded in Gan Eden, he'll be able to take the Chelik Haver in Gan Eden as well. This Chayiv, Chas Sholem, he becomes a Rasha on this world. That's what the Chavetz Chaim explains when we say in the Mishnah, it's always before Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Olam Haba. So people sometimes are mistaken, think, oh, if I have a chelik olam haba anyway, so I don't have to work on it anyway. After 120, I'm going to get my chelik olam haba. So he said that the inyan kol yisrael yesh lam chelik, chelik is like getting a ticket. You buy a ticket in the railroad station, you buy a ticket on the bus, whatever. Today you don't have the tickets anymore. But the point is, you certainly have little tickets. But the point is that when you get such a ticket, you have to make sure to hold on to it, not to lose it. So everybody's born tak with a chelik olam haba. But if you earn it, then you're going to be an Erlech Hayid, then you'll hold on to the ticket. If Chas V'Sholem, en route here, Bo'ilam Hazeh, you do something wrong, you can lose the ticket. So that's what the Gemara is saying, and the Tzaddik can go and take the Rosh's place, and vice versa. Omer Mashar Shemaikra, was stated in the Pasuk, Gavit Tzadikim Ksiv, L'chein Ba'artzim Mishna Yirashu. So the Mashar she says, this is not just a Maimer Chazal, but in fact I have Psukim. By Tzadikim it says, L'chein Ba'artzim Mishna Yirashu. The Tzadikim are going to get, the word Mishna over here means a Loshen Shnayim. They're going to get a double portion. Kavir Shoyim Ksivu, Mishna Shivora and Shivram. That they're going to get also a double portion of Shever Nebuch of Tzebrochenkeit. That they will be broken. So here the Tzadikim are going to get a double portion of Eretz, and they're going to get a double portion of Shivram. Shol achas v'meil achas yotzot tabasura. No chazam meiser achar asr meim maid chsiv. V'yarchena zohav uschuchis utmurasa klipas. This is referring to Divrei Torah, and it's saying by the Divrei Torah, the liarchena, you cannot compare to them zohav, gold and schuchis, and beautiful glass or crystal, utmurasa, and in exchange klipas, you would give very, very precious kalim, kalim made out of diamonds and jewels and really precious stones. So he asked him, what's pshat in this pasuk? Now the main kasha that was bothering him is, I can understand that you compare the Torah to Zohav, and you can compare it to Paz. Mipaz b'pninim yikara. That I understand. But to compare it to glass? Well, what, why? How is Torah like glass? Amaloi, he told him, Eilu debrei Torah shekoshen leknoisen kichli Zohav achli Paz. It's hard to be koine a real chelik in Torah unless you memuchitzach. And therefore, it's like gold and like very precious stones. Not easy to acquire. However, unfortunately, you can easily lose it. If you're not careful, the whole thing can fall down and smash to smithereens. Amalois again, Acher told.
The site says that in the Ovis the Reb Nosson, this whole thing is quoted in the name of Elisha ben Avuya.
Aha.
The Kashin the Tab. That's what he says.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he says. Yeah, yeah. Told him, so now Elisha ben Avuya Acher says to me, Rabbi Kiva Rabach, lo yomar kach. He didn't say so. Ela, makli zovach leis chuchas. Av bishanish bo yesh lem takona. Av tamar chochem. Av bishasarach yesh loy takona. So he's saying there's a different comparison to klei zov and klei schuchis, both by zov and schuchis, even though they're nishbur, even if they break, yeshlam takana. Now we don't think so much of glass having a takana because most of us don't have furnaces at home to go and reshape and remold the glass. However, if you take the glass to the glazier, he can go and put it back in the furnace and he can go and fix it up and make it into a brand new glass again. So he's saying, just like glizom glizchuches, even though they broke, they have a takana. You can fix them. After tamachochem, after vishasarach, even if chas v'shalom tamachochem goes astray, yesh loy takana. You can go and fix them. This is what Acher said to the mayor about pshat and the pasuk. So Amaloi, so the mayor says, now Reb Avatal Chazar B'chon Nuay Bazoi. Why don't you listen to what you just said? Go and have charata and turn back. Amaloi kvar shemad b'chayra pargad shuvban shivav b'chutz mi'acher. Unfortunately, I cannot. Turn around. Acher was riding on a horse at Shabbos, which of course we know is prohibited. It's prohibited dirabbanan because the Xeri might go and pull off a branch and go and hit the horse, etc. And Meir, of course, was not riding, he was walking behind Acher. He wanted to go learn Torah mipith. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, how is the mayor allowed to go learn from Acher? If Acher and Nebuchadnezzar is becoming apikoidis, how is Eva ever? The Gemara is going to talk about that in the Amud Beis. Anyway, so he was walking after Luma Toira. Omalois, and now Acher was telling the mayor, Meir Chazer Lacharecha, make sure you don't go any further. Stop here. Shkvashi Arti Bikvei Susi, I already figured out a cheshbin. Ad Cham Tchum Shabbos, and here's the Tchum. I'm going to go weiter because unfortunately I'm no longer a believer. But you, Bisnach Erlach, you should stop here. Don't go further. Omalezer Mezabat Adel Chazor B'chosh. Stop. Don't go further. Omalek Velikvart Maratilcha. Kvashimat Mecharya Paragishu Banim Shibab Mchutz V'yach. Anyway, the mayor didn't take that for an excuse. Tokvei, he grabbed hold of him. Chaim Tumshul. He grabbed hold of Acher. Aylu B'Medrasha Tarangish left him Bismedishara. His Omalei, as you know, the Gemara brings often when you wanted to have kind of an omen as what's happening, what's going on. We don't have any more Nevi'im, we don't have any more the Urim V'Tumim. So they used to go and ask Tinoikis, which is consistent with the Gemara that says that they give Nevu'ah B'Zman Hazeh to the Teshbar Tinoikis B'Yisram. So they asked the Tinoik, Pesukli B'Kusukecha, what are you learning in Chemish, what are you learning in Tanakh? Amalaisi told them, Ein Sholem Omar Hashem L'Rishoyim, that in Rishoyim, unfortunately, there will be no peace for them. So of course, Acher understood what the pshat in this pasuk was, and he said, "This is not a good bismedish to go. This is by the English yichayetz to the pardesh." So he went now. I'm sorry.
This is the pasuk. This is the pasuk from the after Yom Kippur in the morning.
Uh huh. Okay. So that's it's right. Very appropriate. Anyway. The mayor saw that this was not a successful sojourn into a Bismedish, so he took him into another shul, another Bismedish. Was land here. What are you learning in Psukim? Even if you're going to do kvisa, you're going to launder it. Benesa, Nesa is like a strong detergent. You're going to put in tremendous amounts of soap and detergent and all the rest. Unfortunately, your ovoin, your chait, is like a kesem, is like a stain on the beged. You can put as much bleach as you want, but unfortunately, this ovoin is going to remain a stain forever.
Chiva.
The funai.
Chiva. Isn't it chiva?
That's what we're saying, that even Acher could do chiva, but unfortunately he didn't. Anyway, so Acher and Remeya saw it as a toitnish. I'll make it a shachritzi. So now they went into a third besmedish, third shul. Amle yinukab, take look at Acher, zug nochemul, vusdam pusik. Amle viat shedud, matasi, kisil beshishoni, kisadi adi zohov, kisikri bapuch enoich, lashov tisyapi. This posik is again talking to a person. Poshipshat, the posik is talking about an ugly person, but we're learning the ugliness being in Rochnius. If a person is ugly in Rochnius, that the person is Nebuch a Rosha, Matasi, don't bother doing anything. What are you going to do? Kisil b'shishani, you're going to go and put on a beautiful clothing. Kisadi adizov, you're going to put on beautiful jewelry. Kisikri v'puch enoyech, you're going to go and smear all types of cosmetics on your eyes and on your face. Lashav tisyapi, you're wasting your time because you're going to remain ugly. So therefore, telling the Rasha, you can all do the alish mirach and segunish elfin, until you do tshuva, you're still going to be ugly. Anyway, again, Acher understood that's another message for him. Aile Bekinish Achritzi, he went to another Bismedish. The Aile Tlaise Bekinishta, he went into 13 altogether. Kulu Paskaliki Agavna. Unfortunately, every one of them, they had the same story time and time again. A Pasik that was Merames, that the Rishoyim are not going to have Shoch.
He didn't give up. He kept looking for some indication.
I'm not so sure that he, Acher, didn't give up the way Remei, because every time he says Aile means he took him in, he slept him. So Remei was hoping at least one kid is going to say something positive. The Basa that came to the final one, Amalei, Psykli Psukecha, Nuzoga Posik, Amalei, Ule Rosha Omar Eleke, Malachol Esaper Chukoi. So the Rosha Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now this is Posik on the surface is already pretty bad. It's a pretty bad omen, so to speak. However, it's much worse. Kahu Yanuka, there was a child that had Megam Gimelish. In other words, this Tinnik that was saying the Pasik, he didn't have a clear lashon. He was megamgam. He stuttered, and as a result, when he said ularasha ishtam kamadi omale ule elisha omar lekim, instead of ularasha omar, it sounded like elisha omar lekim. Oy yoy yoy. Ik the Amri. So now there are two versions of the story. Ik the Amri sakina hav bahadei. He Elisha ben Avuya Acher had with him a sack, and he had a knife. The kare v'shad the place of a kanishti. He went. The poshib shot is that he cut up the shingle and he sent 13 portions to the 13 different shuls. That's the poshib shot. However, the Ben Yoyada says, "Skanuch nizayin that chas Hashemi went and killed him chol lil v'chas." But rather, each time the tinoikis were reading, even though the Gemara doesn't tell us that, so each one of them was reading from some sort of Megillah, from some sort of Sefer Torah, Chumash, Tanakh, whatever it was, and that the Kari is not referring Chas V'Shalom to the Tinnik, but rather he swiped away, he pulled away the Psukim that he was learning, and he tore the Pasuk and into 13 pieces and sent it all the Batei Knesiyos. It says Ben Yoyada, the reason is so that people should know. Don't think that I, Acher, am a bad guy, that I'm not doing tshuva. Look at what this pasuk says. This is the final notice. There's 13 notices that they've given me, 13 psukim. Therefore, that's the reason why I'm not doing tshuva. And he sent that as a message to all the 13 batei knesiyos, in a sense to be a shtickle defense, to be melamed zchus on himself. But there's another version. Omar, he said, if I would have a sakin, have a Quran alay, I would have torn it up. Again, pushup shot means chas Hashem, the child. Ben Yoyada means that he was torn up the scroll. Anyway, kinoch nafshe the Acher, when Acher passed away. So now, what are we going to do? Now, the Amri of here is not talking about down below, but up in Shemayim, they said, loy maiden li dine, loy alma de osi leise. We really stuck. What are we going to do with Acher? To go and say that he should go into Gehenim, this kamenish. To go and say that he should go directly in Gan Eden, he should go to the Olam Haba, kema ochnish. Why not? We can't go and put him into Gehenim, and Elisha ben Avuya was one of the Tanoim, we can't go and send him to Gan Eden, Mishim Dechata. He did such a terrible chait that he said, Chas Hashem Shtei Rishuyos. So what's up with the damage? It's Omer Remeyes. Remeyes said, "Mutav deLidayne v'leis la'alma de'asi." The best thing would be is let him go and get him. Let him never be purged from this sin as long as it takes, whether it takes a day, a month, a year, 5 years. But after that, v'leis la'alma de'asi. Then after that, I should be able to go get him. So now Remeyes said, "I know they're not going to listen to me when I'm still down below." Masay Omus, when I will pass away, says Remeyes about himself, the Ela Oshem Mikivra, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to go and tell them, and I'm hoping that they will listen to me. You'll go out to the Beis Chaim and you'll see. If you see that there's smoke coming out of the caver of Acher, you'll know that Acher they took him into Gehenim. It's Kenoch Nafshid Ramey when Ramey passed away. Sorry.
What do you mean?
The El Oshemikiv, and I will cause that smoke will be emitted, will come up from his caver.
From his caver.
From the caver of Acher. So when Remeyah passed away, guess what happened? So the Kutum Kiver the Acher, they came to Remeyah's caver either at the end of Shiva or at the end of Shloishim to go and make Akumas Matzeva, and then they noticed over there in the distance, look at Acher, whoo, there was smoke coming up. Oh. So they knew that Remeyah was talking Mekayim what he said, that he brought Acher into Gehenim, and that now, in a sense, Baruch Hashem, now the smoke is coming up, and now he's getting purged from his sins. It's Amr Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan was eyeing all of this, I don't know, at the same time or later on, and he says, Gevurta de Mikla Rabbe, he's causing his Rebbe to be burnt. To go and cause a Rebbe to burn, it's a Chazan Rebbe, et Glen Bayen, to go and put him into a furnace to go and burn. Chad have been none of Limatzin Latzulei. There was one great person among us, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya. He's such a great Tana. None of us have the Psaschus to go me Matzalim. You know what? Inakte Biyan. Biyad moin mir milay moin. So said now Rabbi Yochanan, when if there's anyone that can go and take him biyad and go and schlep him out from the Gehenim and bring him into Gan Eden. So he said, isn't this someone who can be matzli enough to biyad man to go and schlep him somebody's hand mir milay moin to go and take him from that place from Gehenim and to save him. So, said now Rabbi Yochanan in conclusion, Omar Masi, almost one will I pass away, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Echbe Oshin Mikivran, I will cause that the smoke should stop coming from the caver of And in fact, Yinoch Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan passed away subsequently. It stopped smoking from the Kippur of Acher. So everybody realized that when he went up to Shemayim, he schlepped them out.
It says anyway, the din of Zerishoyim is no more than 12 months.
This is the first kashin you have in whole blood. We're just going through the touch. So now the Sabtan said about Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yochanan, you were such a great person that even the Shemra Pesach of Gehenim couldn't stop in front of you and say, hey, you have no right to come in and go schlep ad acher. You were able to get through the Shemra Pesach into Gehenim, schlep maros, and nemaran and ganed nara. Okay, that's the end with acher. For the time being, we're going to come back to acher later. But now, we are now fast forwarding. Since acher passed away, unfortunately, he didn't leave over enough money for child support. So, daughter of Acher comes in front of Rabbi Amrlei, and she said to him, Rabbi Parnesaini, give me geld, because unfortunately, Chanish Kapanusa. Amrlei, Basmiat, who are you? Amrlei, she said, I'm the daughter of Acher. Amrlei, Adain Yesh Mizar Ba'olam. Is it possible that he still has children remaining on this world? This pasuk is talking about Rishoyim, that if you have Rachmona Litzlan a Rosha, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, make sure that he shouldn't have any Einiklach, that they should all be Chas V'Shalom destroyed. Exactly, Koriz Variri. So the question is, how come you're around? Amr Lois, she said to Rabbi, Tzcholetir Usay Val Tizkar Masav, remember his Torah, remember the early years when he went at the grace of Tana, Blisha Ben Abuya, don't remember the later years, Nebuch, when he went astray. Miyad, once she mentioned his Torah was so pure and so great. Yor the eish, a fire came down, v'sichsicha, safsoli shor Rabbi. Rabbi safsol, where he was sitting, became singed. It's already 2 days in a row that an eish came down. We had yesterday, b'mas makuvah also, eish came down. By Rabbi Yechim Zakai, mit Rabbi Shua. Okay, anyway, v'sichsicha, Rabbi Lozman Harach, shkoyach, and then Rabbi Lozman, then Rabbi Shua, and then afterwards it came down, the Maluchim came, mit the Keshes. Thank you. V'sichsicha, b'safsoli shor Rabbi. Is bocha v'yomar, Rabbi. So Rabbi said, malim isganin ba, madach, for those at Nebuch are disgracing the Torah with what they did. In other words, acher. Look what cover they're doing, that they send down this Eish Min HaShemayim. Kach v'mishtabachin ba'alach skam v'kam. Can you imagine? Those that are uplifting the Torah, are being mishabeach the Torah, avada nevada, the greatest chusim, such a fire should come down for them, how great they are. Okay. Zeyashay. Presumably Gemara doesn't fear us, but presumably he gave a check for the daughter of acher. Now the Gemara continues on. How did the mayor continuing learning Torah? Because remember, we had the story that Acher was going on the horse on Shabbos, and the mayor was going after him, and he wanted to learn my Torah. So the question is, how is he still learning Torah from Acher? Acher is the Chnam B'Chshana Mechal Shabbos, B'Chshana Pekoidus. What's going on? So we had this Gemara before. We had this back in Moed Cotton, only a couple of weeks ago. Ma'ed Siv Shein Pasuk, Siv Zekoy Nishmur Das, Mo was talking about over there, where he can go and be menad arav and put him into nidre. The more people said, we need this rule, we have to go and hear drashas, we have to issue him from him. How can you go and make him a menuda? How can you put him in nidre? Anyway, the more tells us, so what do I learn from this passing? Obviously, at this point, Acher is no longer a tzaddik, a malach Hashem tzvaka. He's quite far from it. If anything, maybe he's part of the sitra Acher chas v'shalom. And so, therefore, how can you mevakesh toira mipiyu? Amri Shlokish, Shlokish said, Ramei Akra Ashka Fadarish. Ramei found another pasik. Which did not a pasik? Hat Oznachu Ishmad de Vichachomim, Falibcha Toshis Lidati. So it says in the pasik, Hat Oznachu, go and bend your ear, Ushman listen, Divichachom to the words of the great Chachom, Falibcha Toshis Lidati, and your life should be to my das. Now, we spoke about Hat Oznachu Ishmad de Vichachomim. So it should say, L'chorev Libcha Toshis Lidatam. Listen to what they say and be put it into your lave and think about it and analyze it and internalize it. Which take lidati, lidatom leinema. Ela lidati is a simon, says Rashi, that these chachom that the pasuk is talking about are not er lechachomim. These are chachom who are rishoyim, maskilim, bad guys. And therefore, it says, hat ozach u'shmat, if you hear a chachom and you realize that this chachom is not an er lecha, don't libchotoshes ledatam, libchotoshes ledati, listen to me, says Rabbi Yishloelem, don't listen to datam. As eight mendach from them,
hatazachoshma,
but you're allowed to go and listen, just make sure, don't internalize it, but hatazachoshma mekinachem. Rav Chanina Amir Halcha Chanocha Pasik Shimi Basar Iva Hati Oznech V'Shichi Amech U'Beis Avich. And therefore it's saying again, you can go and listen Shichi Amech and forget about the bad stuff, and but you can go and listen to what the Rosh has to say. But Reiti Mara Kasha Kred Hagdadi, well, the Maisa, now I have a Stira. The first Pasik was you can only listen to a Rebbe if he's a Malach Hashem. For these two Pasukim I see, you can listen to a Rosh, so make up your mind. Who the Talmud is. If the Talmud is a God like Reb Meir, that Rashi says, if you're on that Madrega, that you can listen to an Acher, but still hold fast, and Chas V'Shalom not go astray and not follow the Masim, okay. But if you're not on the Madrega Reb Meir, forget about it, then it's got to be a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, because unfortunately, any Rebbe can have a Shpo on his Talmud. Anyway, the Gemara told us further, Ki Asr of Dimi Amar, Amim Marava, they say in Ramov and Marava and Eretz Yisrael, they say a Sprichvot, Sprichvot means an expression, the Meir Ochel Tachla, Veshoda Shichla Lebra. He went and ate the edible part of the date, and he threw out, and he expelled from his mouth, the Shichla, Shichla means the pit, Lebra to the outside. In other words, he made sure to go and eat. The Rashi is Garin. Garin is the pit. Nothing happened. We're still friends. But the point is, the Gemara is saying is that he went and he ate the date, but he made sure to go and spit out the pit. So same thing over here. Remeyat Aka listened to whatever Acher had to say. Whatever was edible, he internalized. Whatever not, he went and he expelled and threw it out.
Taka says so, that the average person can't say like a Remeyat to do that.
Exactly. Zukta Habigat Habikotten. Absolutely.
We're all cottons.
Yeah, compared to Remeyat for sure. Absolutely. Torah might have been possible. Alginas egois yuradis lirois bi ibe hanochal. I went out lirois bi ibe hanochal. Lo manim shelu tamir chom le egois v'shteit alginas egois yuradis. He went down to the egois tamir chom. Lo imalach my egois zeh amapish meluch betit ubetzoya. Eima b'shoychem nimas after mechokma after misha sarach and for also in the meses. That just like the egois with its shell around it, you can immerse it in tit and tzoya and all types of shmutzig zachin. But if you open it up afterwards, it's nice and clean, because the clip on the outside protected it. Same thing by Talmud Chacham. Even Chas V'Shalom, he nebach sarach, and trust in the Nesis, the Torah inside still remains good. Ashkei Rav Barshil Elio, Omalei Maika Obed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do upstairs in Shemayim now? Omalei Elio, and Navi told him, he's repeating Toiris in the name. In other words, he's learning Dafayomi, he's learning Mishnais, he's learning Gemaris. He's repeating the Vert in the name of all Tsunam and all the Amiroim. But he doesn't want to repeat any Toiris from Rameir. Even though Stam Mishnah Rameir, you have to leave out half of the Mishnais as a result. So how, what's going on? Because a lot of the Toiris Rameir is saying, may have been derived, or even if it wasn't derived, but the fact that he was a Talmud of Acher, that already put a cloud over the Yavuz up there.
Is that why sometimes Acher refers to a mayor? Because Acher Momim, I mean, it says... because some of his teachings, it says
Acherim.
Sometimes. Yeah, we have to look up the Gemara in Erevin, I think that's when the Gemara brings it. We'd have to look it up, why he got the name of Acherim. After he learned from Acher. It's Kenzem, you don't know. Have to look up the Gemara. It's Omalei. So now, Rabbi Bar Shila is saying to Elio, he's debating with him, he says, Amai, why isn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu repeating in the name of Remeir? After all, I don't know why the Gemara now changes from a date to a Rimoin, but he gives the same type of mashal. Remeir Rimoin Motza, he found Taka the Rimoin, the pomegranate, Toichi Ochal, he ate the insides, Klipas is Ark, but he threw out the Klipa, is a bazoi similar to the date that we said before. So Remeir is kosher, what's the problem? Amalei says, you know what? Not only did you convince me, you convinced Kav Yochel Rabbi Yishlom. Hashtag Omar. If you listen carefully, you'll hear that Rabbi Yishlom is now saying, Meir B'ni Yomer. He's now repeating Taka Avot and Neim Remei. The first time in many years, Kadosh Baruch Hu is now saying Avot Neim Remei. What is he saying? Bezman she'odem itztayr. When a person, Chas V'Shalom, Nebuch goes off the derech, and he's mitzayir, he's doing the wrong thing, he's causing tzar, he gets tzar, he causes tzar. Shechina ma loshen ameres, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say about someone who goes astray, especially in Odom Choshev? Kalani miroishi, kalani mizroi. Kalani miroishi, poshib shat, the word kalani is from loshen kal, which means to lighten up. But Rashi says there's a loshen saginor, and the word kalani is really means fakert, it means kovet. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, is saying, my head is becoming very, very heavy, as if there's a burden on it, Kalani Mizroi, as well as my arm is become very heavy, that there's a burden on it. What's the head and what's the arm getting so heavy? So Rashi saying is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is having charata, he's upset that this Yetzir Kapov that I created, especially a person like Elisha ben Abuya, who is such a great person, Nebuch has gone astray, so now that I planned to go and create him, and my hand, so to speak, all of this is Kaviyochel, but Kaviyochel, when he created this person with his hands, he's saying now my hands are now regret that they created this individual, so now they are heavy and burdened with what has happened. So now, says the Gemara, Im kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu mitztar al domen shel rishoyim, kal v'chayim al domen shel tzadikim shenishpach, if Kadosh Baruch Hu has such tzar about a Rosha, that he says, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi, the Nebuch, I feel a burden on my head and on my arms. About a Rosha, can you imagine how Kadosh Baruch Hu feels bad, so to speak, when a Tzadik Chas V'Sholem passes away, when he's killed? Ashkei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, the Toli Be'ibr Dedashe V'Kabachi. Shmuel saw Rav Yehuda, that he was leaning against the bolt of the door, and he was crying. Amalei asked him, Shinna my kabachas, what are you crying about? Amalei mizitra maidach simba huva ravan. Shteitach in pasik, ayye soifer, ayye shoykel, ayye soifer es amigdolim. We're saying, where are all of these great people? The soifer, the shoykel and soifer es amigdolim. What does that mean? Ayye soifer shoyu soifem kal oisya shibatayra, that at one time, they were such tamid chachamim, but as we'll see in the Gemara, Nebuch, they went astray. So initially, there was Sefer Kolosim Betrayer that was so smart and so great that they can go and count all the Oisis. Now we don't mean, of course, to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but they understood the significance of every single Ois and how to weigh them and understand them. Yeah. They knew the alakal v'choymes. They were able to go and learn 300 halachas from Migdal. Now, what means Migdal Parech Ba'av? What does that mean? So Rashi has three different pshatim. The first pshat, says Rashi, is if you look at the Rashi middle of the Yomid, Migdal Parech Ba'av. Yesh b'farshim shedorshim goyvoy shalamid. The Dorsha Bay Kolzais. As we know, the top part of the Lamed, Lamed is essentially a Chav with a Vav sticking out on top. That Vav which is sticking out on top, maybe a Yud, depending on how big you make it, that little Yud or that little Vav on top, of Deimam Gedarshan, 300 drushes based on that, not a full ois, a halba ois, even less than a halba ois, they were able to darish in 300 halachas. V'yesh Amrim, others say Pshat, says Rashi, Migdal Doir Hafloga. That's the Migdal Perech Ba'avri, because as you know, the Dor HaFlog, they wanted to go up to Shemayim, and Chas V'Sholom fight the Kadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim. So this is, they're talking about the Migdal Perech Ba'avri, that was the Tower of Babel, as they call it. And that Migdal, they wanted to go Ba'avri, they wanted to go up like a rocket ship up to Shemayim, So that's the Migdal Perech Ba'avri. Now what 300 halachas they learned from it, Rashi doesn't really go into it. But Valinir, but Rashi says, those two pshatim, I prefer a third pshat. Migdal HaPasuach Li Avir Gersina, not Migdal Pareach Ba'avir, not Migdal HaPasuach La Avir. What are we talking about? The Hain Melachas Eholois, Migdal Shal Eich Shekoyim Mastair, the Oimed Bepesach, Upischei Pasuach Lebika Oilachotter, Shu Avir Mesach Eholois, Yeshna Mishona, Migdal Oimed Ba'avir. So, yeah, I'm sorry. In Mesechtos Eholos, Yeshna Mishnah, there is a Mishnah in Perek Dal and Mishnah Aleph, Migdal Oimed Ba'avir. The point is that this Migdal, which is open to the Bikka or to the Chotzer, the question is Tumma go in, does Tumma go out, is it Baikas, if Chas Shom is a mess, whether the Tumma spreads, doesn't spread. So therefore, this the Migdal Perech Ba'avir that we're talking about is the Pasuch La'avir, means not Be'avir, Pasuch Li'avir, to the Avir of a Bikka, Avir of a Chotzer. What would be the Dinim, the Gabi, a Migdal, the Gabi, the Dinim of Oil? Anyway, so we see that these are very, very great people. But what is the pasuk bemoaning? Ayi soifa, ayi shoykel. From Rabbi Tlasmei Abai Bo'u Doig V'achi Toifel the Migdal Aperech Ba'avir. What we're really referring to is people like Doig V'achi Toifel, that they were so, so great that back on that little kepala of the Lamed or the other two pshatim of Rashi, they were able to go and darsh in 300 separate halachas Migdal Aperech Ba'avir. Utsanan, and what does it say about Doig V'achi Toifel? Gimel Malach V'aboed Yoytis Ein Lehem Choylik La'olam Haba. that there are three kings and four hadjoites. And who are the four hadjoites? So Rashi makes it easy for us, and we don't have to look up Mesechtes Sanhedrin. Bilam, Doig, Achitoifel, and Gehazi. Doig and Achitoifel are two of the four hadjoites. So can you imagine? They were such Talmid HaChamim that they were able to dash the 300 halachas and their kepala from the Lamed, and Nebuch in Lem Chelag Lamabah. So now that's the reason why Rav Yehuda was crying. What's going to happen to us? We could be the greatest Talmid Chacham and Chas V'Sholem, not have a Chelag Lamabah. Amalei. So Shmuel told now to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, you sharp one, Tina Haisa Balibam, you shouldn't think that this happened overnight, something else, but rather, says Rashi, Rishoyim Hoyim Mimei. Even whilst they were learning Torah, in the good old days, already then, there was already a problem in their heart. It's not that they became Bali She'ela, like they say in Israel today. You have a Baal Tshuva, they became a Baal She'ela after 50 years, after being big time. They already, earlier in earlier years, Nebuch, there was already something going on.
Tina usually means a sinner.
A sinner, okay.
That's how the Olam uses it.
Ah, okay.
They've got that Tina Kegan in
it. Okay. Anyway, here the Rashi says, Rishoyim Hoyim Mimei. It's got the Tzasina Kegan, Chas V'Sholem, the Torah, or whatever. Anyway, the Gemara tells us Acher Mai, Vusim mit Acher, and Chor Acher also was a great guy, and Nebuch he went off the derech. So the Gemara, Zemiyavani leipasi mipume. He was constantly singing a Zemiyavani. So what's so terrible about singing a Zemiyavani? So we would normally think that perhaps to do with Greek culture or something. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Vahilei laniach b'shul chorben abayis achsid b'shir leyishtu yain. That we have the inyan of, since the Chorban Abayis, one has to cut down on music, and he kept on singing, and kept on, etc. That's what caused him, Chas V'Sholem, to go astray. Amru Olav al-Acher, v'shor shoy oimer beis ha-med, min beis ha-medrish, when he would stand up for the beis ha-medrish, harvi sifri minim, noyshe mi-chekoi, a whole bunch of sifri apikorses, Nebuch, the New Testament, and things like that, would fall down from his hoisin, and fall down from his shirt, from his pockets, from his lap, and they would fall onto the floor. So we see already...
Didn't come from nowhere.
Exactly. This is already in earlier times, unfortunately, just like the Tina Hoysa Balibam, it Ochgat as a Tina Balibam, even before he went into the parties, before that mass. Shoal Nimus Agardius Rameh, Kol Amar Denoches Liyoyre Solik. Now this is an expression, Kol Amar is a Loshin Tzemer, is wool, Denoches Liyoyre, that goes into the big vat of dye, Solik, the vat helps, and the dye attaches to it. See, what he means to say is, L'choira, anybody that is learning Torah, the Torah should be megin on them. Let's look at the Rashi, about 10-12 lines from the bottom. Kol amar denochas l'yoyra salik. Kol tzemer, any woolen garment, shenitin l'yoyra, shel samamonim, that you put into the vat that belongs to the dyers, the people that cause dye. Let's pray. Oy loy tzivoy, oy ein oyler. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? And of course it does work. The Torah should be making on them. So what's going on? Amalei kol man dehavenoki agav ime solik kol dehavenoki agav ime loy solik. Meaning that if he was initially clean, then yes, the dye will attach and make it dye. However, if he was initially dirty, the dye is not going to help. Next Rashi, called the Noki Agavime, Shloi Nislachach Begiza, at the time that they shore off the, from its back, the Giza, the wool, then if at that time it was Noki, Oiloi Tzivai, Koloime Kol Shiyiras Chetoi Kedemis Lechach Masoi, Oiloi, Kenir Be'enai. So therefore, here too, if he had that the wool was initially clean, then what's going to happen is that the yoyra will do a good job in dyeing it. If it was initially dirty, it's not going to help. So Talmud Chacham, if he was initially metiyeres chet koydim lechach masai, then the Torah will talk him in megan. But if unfortunately when he came into Bismedish initially, he came with a whole bunch of sifri minus and he was listening to a recording of Zemri Yavani, the sitnish toygen, unfortunately then the dye is not going to help. And then the Torah actually begins. The dye was cast already. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now we have concluded the Maisa Nebuch with Acher, and now we go to the Bekiva. The Bekiva of the four was the only one. Allah b'shalom b'yar b'shalom. Allah b'kasav oimer. Moshcheni acherech and the rutzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I moshech him after me, and he runs together with me. The after Bekiva, bikshu malachim shos l'toichvay. Even he, the malachim, when they saw the Bekiva in the Pardes, they wanted to push him and cause him tzuris. Amr b'kadosh Baruch Hu inich lezak etzeh shiroli shtamish b'chvaydi. Leave Rebbe Kiva. He is such a great tzaddik. Don't start up with him. Don't give him props. another few lines just to finish off the shtickle. My Dorash, after all, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have a long davening, so. My Dorash, what was Rabbi Kiva Dorish? What means what he was Dorish? Look at the top Rashi. My Dorish, Mehechan Haven, Mokem Hashchina, Shenizar, Shalehetzit Sham. Remember, the first Ben Zoyman, Ben Azai, both were Meitzitz. One of them, Nebuch Ben Azai, died, and Ben Zoyman never went for Dreit as a result. And Acher saw Matatroi, and look what happened to Acher. So that's really part and parcel of the same thing. Is my Dorash, what did Rabbi Akiva Darshan before he went into the Pardis so that he shouldn't Chas V'Shalom be Nifka, and he shouldn't be Nehemes, and he shouldn't be Toya like the others? What does that mean? So look at the next Rashi. Dugma, Dover Heker, Ho Oimid Le Dugma, La Roisai, Loimikaze Aseli, the Ainze Ela Dobra Nicker, Afkan Mekoy Meniker. What the Gemara means to say is when Rabbi Yochanan learned these psukim, Asim Rivas Kodesh, that Oisi Bravavi Shalai, or Dogma Ravava, Ravava, Dugma Bravavi Shalai, that when you go up to Shemaim, Emet Shem, if we're ever Zoycha to be on those Hoycha Madregis, you'll see that there's thousands of thousands of Malachim there. Now, in between all the thousands of Malachim, there's also the Shechina. That person can kind of get lost for what's the expression? You miss the trees for the forest, forest for the trees. So here too, you see all of these Malachim, and you may not know which one is the Shechina, and Chas V'Shalom, you might be Meitzitz on the Shechina if you're not careful. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva said, I know what I have to do is that there's going to be an Ois Berivois Kodesh. There's going to be a Dugma Berivava. In other words, among all those tens of thousands of malachim, I have to be careful not to look everywhere, because somewhere there's going to be an ois, the Shechina will be there, and I'm going to have to avoid looking at that part among all the multitudes of malachim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Odin, the master of the entire Tzav of all the malachim, and therefore I'm going to be careful where I am mates, it's where I look, not Chas V'Shalom to look at the Shechina. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Beruach Hashem, V'yach Ruach Rash. In other words, a person can make a mistake, and he sees a tremendous ruach, a tremendous hurricane, a tremendous thunder, oh, a tremendous storm, oh, the Rabbi Yishlom kimt. No, Loi Beruach Hashem, Hashem is not here. V'ach Ruach Rash. Loi Berash Hashem, V'ach Rash Eish. Loi Be'esh Hashem, V'ach Eish, Koil Dema Medaka. Oh, after the ruach, and after the Rash, and after the Eish, after that, the Koil Dema Medaka, V'hinei now, after that, Hashem, Oyved. Same thing is over here. Also, you see sometimes a parade, and you wonder, when is the king going to show up in the parade? So you see, oh, the marching bands, oh, the king must be here. No, not yet. Then you see after that some other, oh, no king. So you have to wait until the 10th float. Now you see the king, the governor, the mayor, whatever it happens to be. Same thing is the Havdalah of Dolis. It's not initially that you see Hashem, it's only after a while. So here too, Rabbi Akiva learned all of these psukim, and he understood where to look, where not to look, and Baruch Hashem as a result. Nichlas b'shalom, ve'yotze b'shalom. I am Rav Hanani ben Akash, I am Rav Hanani ben Akash,